Good evening. This is Akashvani and I'm Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates 38th National Games in a dazzling ceremony at Dehradun in Uttarakhand, terms the mega event a great platform to showcase spirit of Ek Bharat Shrestha Bharat. Prime Minister says India moving on path of development driven by aspirations of crores of people. Government calls all party meeting on Thursday ahead of budget session of Parliament. External Affairs Minister Jaishankar emphasizes on growing significance of India-West Asia ties in a rapidly evolving global landscape. Railways to run 190 special trains for Amrit Snan on Moni Amavasya tomorrow at Mahakum in Prayagraj. And in Under-19 Women's T20 World Cup, India beats Scotland by 150 runs in a Super 6 clash at Kuala Lumpur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the 38th National Games in a dazzling ceremony at Dehradun in Uttarakhand this evening. The opening ceremony showcased a unique blend of Uttarakhand's folk culture and modern technology. Several dignitaries, including union ministers, Indian Olympic Association officials and national players attended the ceremony. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi termed the mega event a great platform to showcase spirit of Ek Bharat Shrestha Bharat.
श्रेष्ठ भारत की बड़ी सुंदर तस्वीर यहां दिख रही है नेशनल गेम्स में इस बार भी कई देशी पारंपरिक खेलों को शामिल किया गया इस बार के नेशनल गेम्स एक प्रकार से ग्रीन गेम्स भी है इसमें एनवायरमेंट फ्रेंडली चीजों का काफी इस्तेमाल हो रहा है
The Prime Minister highlighted that India is making a strong push to host the 2036 Olympics.
जैसे हमारे खिलाड़ी हमेशा बड़े लक्ष्य लेकर चलते हैं वैसे ही हमारा देश भी बड़े संकल्प लेकर आगे बढ़ रहा है भारत 2036 ओलंपिक्स की मेजबानी के लिए पूरा जोर लगा रहा है जब भारत में ओलंपिक होगा तो वो भारत के स्पोर्ट्स को एक नए आसमान पर ले जाएगा ओलंपिक सिर्फ एक खेल का आयोजन पर नहीं होता दुनिया के जिन देशों में भी ओलंपिक होता है वहां अनेक सेक्टर्स को गति मिलती है
The national games have been held in 11 cities of 8 districts of Uttarakhand till the 14th of next month. A total of 47 events of 35 sports disciplines will be organized during the event. Early in the day, Prime Minister Modi inaugurated the Utkarsh Odisha Make in Odisha Conclave in Bhubaneswar. Utkarsh Odisha is a flagship global investment summit hosted by the Odisha government aimed at positioning the state as a leading investment destination and industrial hub in India. Speaking at the conclave, the Prime Minister said, India is on a path of development driven by the aspirations of crores of people.
भारत विकास के ऐसे पथ पर चल रहा है जिसको करोड़ों लोगों की एस्पिरेशंस ड्राइव कर रही है एआई का युग है आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस ही इसकी चर्चा है लेकिन भारत के लिए तो एआई सिर्फ नहीं एस्पिरेशन ऑफ इंडिया हमारी ताकत है और एस्पिरेशन तब बढ़ती है जब लोगों की नीड्स पूरी होती है बीते दशक में करोड़ों देशवासियों को एम्पावर करने का लाभ आज देश को दिख रहा है
Addressing investors, the Prime Minister urged them to seize the opportunity to invest in Odisha's development journey, assuring them that the investments would lead to unprecedented success. Ahead of the budget session of the Parliament, the government has called an all-party meeting on Thursday. The budget session of Parliament will begin on Friday. On Saturday, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2025-26 in the Parliament. The political battle in the national capital is intensified as the election to the 70-member Delhi Assembly is drawing closer. Prominent leaders of the BJP, Aam Aadmi Party and Congress held multiple rallies and road shows in the city to woo the voters. Polling in the city will take place on the 5th of February and counting will take place on the 8th of next month. We have more from a correspondent.
Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah held a roadshow in Kasturba Nagar constituency and addressed a public meeting in Kalkaji this evening. He accused AAP chief Arvind Kejriwal of misleading people on the issue of Yamuna water and making false claim.
आपने कहा कि जल बोर्ड की रिपोर्ट है कि इसमें जहर मिलाया गया आपके पास अगर रिपोर्ट है तो कल सार्वजनिक करिए हम इसकी जिम्मेदारी लेंगे
Senior BJP leader and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath campaigned in Rajendra Nagar, Mangolpuri and Bikaspuri. Aam Aadmi Party National Convener Arvind Kejriwal held a public meeting in Ghonda today and reiterated that if elected again, people of the city will continue to get zero electricity bill. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed a rally in Patparganj Assembly constituency this evening and questioned Mr. Kejriwal over alleged lavish spending in his residence as Chief Minister.
केजरीवाल जी पहले आए थे कहा था नए तरीके की राजनीति करूंगा साफ राजनीति लाऊंगा और सबसे बड़ा लिकर का स्कैम दिल्ली में हुआ है और उनके घर की आपने फोटो देख ली केजरीवाल जी शीश महल में रहते हैं तो ये सच्चाई है
विद दिवाकर अनुपम मिश्र आकाशवाणी न्यूज दिल्ली
BJP today approached the Election Commission over Aam Aadmi Party's Yamuna water poison allegation against the Haryana government. A party delegation comprising Union Ministers Nirmala Sitharaman and Bhupendra Yadav, Haryana Chief Minister Nayab Saini and others met with the Commission in New Delhi. Addressing media after the meeting, Finance Minister Sitharaman said the party has demanded action in the matter to prevent AAP leader Arvind Kejriwal from campaigning in the national capital. Meanwhile, Delhi Chief Minister Atishi and Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwan Mann also met with the Election Commission. Ms. Atishi said that the party informed that the poll panel about how the ammonia levels in the Yamuna water coming from Haryana had reached toxic levels. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today emphasized the growing significance of India-West Asia relations in a rapidly evolving global landscape. Delivering a keynote address at the inaugural session of the Raisina Dialogue in Abu Dhabi, Dr. Jayashankar highlighted the impressive expansion of engagement between India and West Asia in the past decade, driven by strong trade, connectivity and cultural ties, passage to the world beyond. India has lodged a strong protest with Sri Lanka following an incident involving the firing by the Sri Lankan Navy during the apprehension of 13 Indian fishermen near Delft Island. The incident occurred early this morning, leaving two fishermen seriously injured, while three others sustained minor injuries. The Sri Lankan Acting High Commissioner in New Delhi was summoned to the Ministry of External Affairs, where a formal protest was lodged. The Indian High Commission in Colombo has also raised the matter with the Sri Lankan government. And now news from the Mahakumbh Mela in Prayagraj. The second Amrit Snan of the Mahakumbh will take place tomorrow on the occasion of Moni Amavasya, a day of great religious significance. The holy dip on this day is considered highly auspicious, attracting millions of devotees to the banks of the Sangam. As millions of devotees and tourists are visiting Prayagraj for the holy dip on Moni Amavasya, authorities have ramped up safety measures. A robust 7-tier security plan has been implemented by the Uttar Pradesh government. For more details, now we go live to our correspondent Aman Yadav, who is at the Trivani Sangam in Prayagraj. Aman, if you can hear me, tomorrow marks the second Amrit Snan on Moni Amavasya. What preparations have been made to manage the large influx of devotees?
This Abhishek, the first Amritsnan which took place on Makar Sankranti saw more than 3.5 crore devotees taking holy dip in the Sangam. And this time, government is anticipating 8 to 10 crore devotees taking holy dip tomorrow on Mauni Amavasya. For this, Mela Authority has made elaborate arrangements on roads and ghats. And its board has also been placed so that devotees don't face any problem. The barricading has also been done near ghats, and team of 20 NDRF has been deployed for any emergency situation. Separate entries and exits have been designated to devotees that they won't face any problem in taking the holy dip. Mela Authority has also made 12 kilometer long ghats so that every devotee can take the Amrit Snan smoothly. In view of security, 50,000 state and central police force have also been deployed, whereas even tier security plan for tomorrow in the Mela area has been designed and no vehicle zone has been declared. Yes, Abhishek.
Right. Thank you, Aman, for that comprehensive report. That was a correspondent, Aman Yadav, at the Triveni Sangam in Prayagraj. Meanwhile, the Indian Railways has also made meticulous planning to cater to the huge rush of devotees visiting Prayagraj. Talking to media, Railway Board Chairman and CEO Satish Kumar said that Railways has decided to operate 60 more special trains in addition to the already planned special trains. He said with this, a total of 190 special trains will be run for devotees visiting Prayagraj for Mauni Amavasya.
110 गाड़ियां जो रेगुलर गाड़ियां उस रूट पे चलती हैं वो चलेंगी हर 4 मिनट में आपको एक गाड़ी मिलेगी वो एक बहुत बड़ी उपलब्धि है ये सब संभव हो पाया क्योंकि हम सब लोगों ने जो स्पेशल रेक्स हैं स्पेशल ट्रेन्स हैं करीबन हमारे पास 155 रेक्स हमारे पास स्पेशल रेक्स हैं और हमारे पास करीबन 70 हमारे पास मेमू के रेक्स हैं वो सब हम लोगों ने यहां पर स्पेशल लिए गए हैं तो की जो व्यवस्था की गई है श्रद्धालुओं के लिए वो बहुत ही अद्भुत है और सभी जगह पे हमारे जो ऑफिसर्स हैं हमारे जो रेलवे स्टाफ हैं सब तैनात हैं और हम पल पल उनसे पोजीशन ले रहे हैं
Indian Space Research Organization ISRO is preparing for the launch of its landmark 100th mission from Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. At 6:23 hours tomorrow morning, the GSLV F-15 rocket will lift off from the Satish Dhawan Space Center, carrying the NVS-02 navigation satellite into the geosynchronous transfer orbit. We have a report.
The NVS-2 satellite is part of second-generation Navigation with Indian Constellation, NAVIC system, which is India's independent regional navigation satellite system designed to provide accurate position, velocity and timing service to users in India as well as to region extending about 1500 kilometers beyond Indian landmass. Speaking to Akashwani News, Dr. V. Narayanan, Chairman ISRO, said,
We are going to have the first launch this year. GSLV F-15 vehicle is going to place the second generation, second navigation satellite, NVS-02, for the purpose of navigation in the geo-transfer orbit.
Sri Sai for Akashwani News, Vijayawada.
The beating retreat ceremony will be held at the Vijay Chowk in New Delhi tomorrow. In a statement, the Defence Ministry said this year, 30 performances will captivate the spectators with foot-tapping music of the bands from the Army, Navy, Air Force and Central Armed Police Forces. The ceremony will be graced by the President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and other union ministers. In the Under-19 Women's T20 World Cup, India defeated Scotland by 150 runs in the Super 6 match at the Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia this afternoon. Chasing a target of 209 runs, Scotland were bundled out for only 58 runs in 14 overs. Earlier put into bat, the women in blue posted 208 runs for the loss of one wicket in the stipulated 20 overs. Meanwhile, in the men's cricket, England have set a target of 172 runs for India in the third T20 International at Rajkot in Gujarat. Put into bat, the visitors posted 171 for 9 in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, India were 31 for two in 3.4 overs when reports last came in. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates 38th National Games in a dazzling ceremony at Dehradun in Uttarakhand, terms the mega event a great platform to showcase spirit of Ek Bharat Shreshth Bharat. Prime Minister says India moving on path of development driven by aspirations of crores of people. Government calls all party meeting on Thursday ahead of the budget session of Parliament. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar emphasizes on growing significance of India-West Asia ties in a rapidly evolving global landscape. Railways to run 190 special trains for Amrit Snan on Moni Amavasya tomorrow at Mahakumbh in Prayagraj. And in Under-19 Women's T20 World Cup, India beat Scotland by 150 runs in a Super 6 clash at Kuala Lumpur. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.